Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. We have a new guest speaker on with us today. And I had the privilege of, you know, meeting Audrey via Skype, not in person, but via Skype. And oh, my goodness, you will just absolutely love her. You will adore her. Her energy and the energy that she transmits is just so powerful and so beautiful. I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, when I was talking with her, I was like, oh, my goodness. I mean, I could really feel it. And I know not everybody feels, but you will definitely experience something for sure. So today, Audrey Light Language is here with us, and she's going to be talking about the languages of the Akash and light, as well as a lot more. So she is a New York-based energy worker, a light language speaker, and a divine channel. And she's celebrated as a healer to the healers from time before time, and was a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity and Gaia. Audrey has worked with clients in person in the New York City area and all over the world via Skype or phone. And she does light language healing and the light language of the Akash, channel messages from higher beings, sacred key codes, and your own personal list of ascension numbers, and DNA awakening, all extremely powerful healings and activations that occur on multiple levels. She's been featured many times at the New Life Expo in New York City, America's largest mind, body, and spirit expo, alongside renowned healers, speakers like Judy Story, Jay Manuel, Jody Sirota, and others, and has shared her work at the Edgar Case Center, the Meta Center, and more. And she's also been featured and interviewed on popular radio shows such as Awakening Heart Network and Lauren Galley's Quantum Conversations and Healing Conversations. I'm sure you've heard of her, and you've heard her speak on those other shows as well. And so this healing that Audrey does is healing without the smoke and mirrors, healing through the illusions to the truth. So welcome to your evolution, the re-evolution of light and love. And like I said, you will just absolutely adore her. We're going to receive downloads of codes and energetic upgrades to help acclimate you to the new you and assist in the evolutionary journey that humanity is on. We're going to receive DNA upgrades to help you heal and express more fully as the new human. And we're going to enhance your gifts and abilities. You know, sometimes in these bullet points, we just say a few little things, but oh, just wait and see what you experience for yourself. You know, without any expectations, just have fun with it, just experience the energy and experience the beauty that Audrey is. So I'm so excited. Audrey, welcome.
Oh, my goodness, so sweet. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with you and all of your listeners. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. Yes,
you know,
we're going to be bringing in so much to spirit.
one of my listeners, I guess, she's one of my listeners. She actually recommended you to me, right, back in the summer. And, you know, I was like, I was moving and I was doing all sorts of stuff. So I didn't see the email for a long time. And then I finally, okay, I got this email. Let me tune in. Let me see if, you know, how this feels for me. And then we had a conversation and, oh my goodness, I just fell in love with you. So it's like your integrity and your down to earth and the energy that flows through you, Audrey, is just absolutely beautiful, just so lovely. So there's so much for us to talk about, but I wanted you to, if you could, share a little bit about yourself, because this is the first time that you're on our show. So if you could tell us a little bit about how these gifts came to be and how and what you actually do with your clients and in your sessions, just to give us a general idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for all those beautiful, kind words. Yes, and we hit it off right away because this beautiful work of caliber and of high vibration, you know. So I love that my work is also about it's about community, you know, and communion. And it's not just like, you know, listen to the CD or buy my book or whatever. This spirit is always telling me hands on, that people need that so much, you know. So this is the down to earth where it's not as, let's say, a teacher is standing here and just talking to you and you leave. This is about beingness. It's so important of these times about being it, you know, because it's one thing to have words and concepts that one holds in their head or certifications, whatever, but it's really to come out of the head, come out of all of that, and be in the beingness of it. And so this is like one-on-one sharing and talking and, you know, feeling that community together and the beautiful bond between heart to heart. You know, human to human is so beautiful. But as far as my story, for me, I love this because, you know, I did not search. I didn't go study. I didn't study with, you know, any this ones or that ones or get certifications. What happened was I was being a mom, busy being a mom and a wife and doing all the things in the life that is a very busy world as it is with that. Then as my children became to a certain age, older, they began spirit to come in and slowly turn me on bit by bit. So all these things would occur with me. Like I was on a phone once waiting for a number from a secretary and they started automatic writing. Now I knew what automatic writing was, but I never like sat down to attempt to do it or thought I was going to do it. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But here they are, rather than, you know, starting to move the pen while I'm waiting for the secretary to give the number, they made the infinity symbol and they made it over and over and over again. And they actually ripped the paper, you know, and I'm observing this. I'm like, oh my goodness. And later on, I found out that was like the connection between the two worlds that they were beginning, you know, with that infinity symbol. Then bit by bit, they would start moving me, that my hand would move, or even twirl me like a ballerina. Like when you're a child, you would twirl around. And as the human, you kind of look at it like, okay, like what's going on here? An observation of all these things that are happening, you know? And then the beams of light that I channeled, they're going to be coming in a collective, started to come through and would speak to me. So through the automatic writing and the beams of light coming in, I was given so much information about how this had begun with me because I have come back in embodiment as one from the first wave of creation, from time before time, very much involved in creation as a coder and such for eons and eons of time. So back in an embodiment as Audrey in those times to turn it on because of the importance of what is needed to work with the people individually, to work with healers as healer to the healers. And also I work behind the scenes with the field, with existence, doing things that are seeded, you know, at that octave that you were mentioning in what you were reading, in work that then it's laid there like, as you know, behind the scenes we do it, get it done, and then other people, then it's there, then it's seeded, then it's on the path for them to take, you know? And so it's a huge work. So they turned me back on for that. And the other thing that was interesting is how the light language began is at a certain point I was just relaxing in my living room, you know, usually everyone's about, but, you know, there wasn't, you know, too many about things that were going on. And I was levitated, actually, because I was just sitting relaxing and boom, I was levitated. And I, at a certain point, I was trying to remain calm, you know, you're good, you know, God, Holy Spirit, all this thing, prayer and everything. But at a certain point when my butt came up then, you know, that was it. I was like, all right, I cannot be calm anymore, you know, because I'm like, you know, people in India levitate, not mommies, you know. So once that happened to me, then that was Parvati had come in and many energies and such to levitate me and turn me on even more to be able to do this work. And then after that, one time, just the light language, it came, boom, just flowing through my mouth, you know, and that became my whole journey. And then after that, the language of the Akash. And then after that, now the sacred key code numbers. We're working with Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and Jesus of doing a creation to bring these numbers through. So it's a pretty interesting journey because I really didn't seek it out. I was just being a loving person, a beautiful human from the heart, living from the heart, helping people, compassionate always, you see? So being in that vibration naturally, you know, allowed all this to turn on more and more and more and more. So, and be that which I am, right? As we're all bringing in, you know, so many portions of ourselves now with the work as we go about and do it, you know? So needed of the beautiful gift of the cycle of the times of now. It's so fantastic that we're here, you know, in these times, incarnated and in embodies, helping, you know, all that is going on collectively and individually. You know, it's a great gift, you know.
Absolutely. And I was just going to point out to everybody right now really quickly. It's like, you guys think I talk fast? Oh, my goodness. Audrey talks even faster than I do.
I'll try to slow it down. I know. You know what it is? It's the New Yorker in me. And then it's also the energies that are so high, you know, and they're boom, 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 boom. You know, they're here, they're waiting. And I go so quick. And then you'll see when I do some of the light language, I'm like, ah, that's why I talk so quick, you know, regular, that I've had that gift and ability to be able to do it needed in the light language. So, yeah.
So, Audrey, just a quick question. Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
Yes, what I'm on a landline. I'm going to try another one. Let's see. Is this any better?
Yes, because I just found that one was clicking a lot, you know? So.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes it's the high energies too. So we'll try to just let me know if anything's going on with the phones because I can't hear it. And then I'll try to switch to another one because I have like three different phones here.
So make sure, because sometimes, you know, sometimes actually, yeah, the energies, you know, affect them. So it's hard.
Okay, I think this sounds better, but I'll let the listeners also tell me too. But this sounds better, I think.
Okay, beautiful. Yes, keep me posted because I won't know from this side. So you guys have to let me know, okay?
Yes. Okay. So thank you for sharing your story and letting, you know, just about how you started, how it all happened. And you know, we wonder, well, how is she able to do all this, right? Like, where did she get her gifts? How did she get her gifts? But you were meant to have these gifts, you know? They just came in at the right time when they were meant to. And, you know, then you just went with them, right? You had no choice, really. I mean, let's face it. When
well,
you say
yeah.
that, you really have no choice.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about the languages of the Akash and light language. Because from what I know about you and when we talked earlier, your light language is slightly different than what other people do, right? And what do you mean by the language of the Akash?
Yes, okay. So the language of light, there's so many people, like, you know, clients and such that get to a place of being ignited. You know, some people say teaching. This is not a teaching of light language. It's you become with the work of releasing and upgrading in a resonance to bring it through, right? So it can begin, which, like, I've had many clients that has happened to. But the light language, sometimes people are always like, you know, translate it. And the thing is, yes, you may get a message in it, you know, but it's not like, you know, one language upon this world that you speak in and then you translate it to English, you know, because you've ever heard upon our own world lost in translation, right? So this is very much is lost if you want to attempt to translate it, because yes, it may be an impression of a message or whatever, but it is so much information in it that you are going to be, you know, making less of it so much. It's like we want to make it into a book, right? Meanwhile, you've got encyclopedias of information that is coming in the coding and in the sounds, you know, that you don't want to diminish it by, you know, translating it into English, right? Because it's holding so much in the pack. It's getting beyond our conscious and unconscious self and sitting in where it's meant to sit in to the person to heal them and to upgrade them. Then after I had the light language for a long time, they brought in the language of the Akash. Now, the language of the Akash is, I know many people go in and read the Akash, and this is not a reading of the Akash. This is the keepers of the Akash, the, you know, who have the keys, you know, and watch over the Akash there. The masters of such have given me and work with me that when one wants to go into the Akash through this work, right, that they bring through in the languages, let's say you go in and want to read the Akash, and people do that. My try to explain it is, let's say you go into the Akash and then you say you want to look for a map, and then you open the book and there's a map that says three ways to go, right? So that's why you're going into the Akash, to see which is the best way to go. But with this work that they bring through, when you go in, rather than just seeing those three that are imprinted there in the book, you're going to make a fourth path. So they are going into the Akash with the work, altering it and making new for you. That's part of the gift of the new day, right, and the new things to partake of. So it's a huge, huge gift. It's very divine. It's very sacred. It's very important, you know, not to be taken lightly, you know, at all. So in the codes and you'll hear clicking, and it's an interdimensional kind of a coding and different sounds everyone will hear. I'll tell them when we're doing that portion of it, is the language of the Akash. And you hear like kush, 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 kush so many times, which is that, which when we'll be in that. So that's what the language of the Akash is.
Perfect. Thank you. And then now you've also started doing, or maybe not just, but you've also started doing working with a lot of numbers, you know, and when we talked, we talked about these numbers. And, you know, I was thinking about this call a little bit earlier, and I was thinking about how the whole universe is really based on mathematics. It's based on numbers, right? And so when you are receiving these ascension numbers or these numbers for people in general, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, yes, yes. And it's so funny because if anyone was ever to say to me that I would be working with spirit with numbers, I'd be like, no, you have the wrong girl, you know, because I don't personally myself care for numbers. You know, my own Social Security, I have to like, where's the card, you know, to go and check it, you know, so I would never think I'd be working with numbers. But working after I've worked with Mary Magdalene Christ and such, we birth forth this work that is numbers, and it's long lists of numbers. It's not like the traditional, maybe someone will see on a clock, you know, four series or a six series of numbers that come
right.
through.
Yeah.
This is like 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 numbers long, which is codings, right? Codings, different combinations,
mm-hmm.
clicking on different things. So when someone receives the series, it's a long, long list that they're going to copy that as I'm channeling it through and I'm writing it, and then they also must write it because spirit is they must write. It has something to do with the codons in the mind and all of this in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So they write it. And then, so exactly what you're saying, some people say, oh, the language of God, right, or the number language, right? There's no contamination in that. There's no preconceptions in that. It's just like the light languages, right, a beyond language. So are the numbers of that. And they make up the field. It also affects your field, which is the sacred geometrics and everything are made of numbers, exactly how you're saying. So that's why this, again, is a very sacred, very important work. And people around the world that are receiving these numbers, the beautiful thing is I'm amazed. You know, I'm here. I show up. That's what spirit tells me. Show up, right? I show up and I do whatever I'm bringing through as a vessel. But then the reactions for the people, you know, when they come back and tell me afterwards, people around the world are telling me different reactions that they're having with the numbers about, like, a woman had a court case. She's like, for years I've had this court case. You don't understand. In intuition said, bring the numbers Audrey gave you. She said, oh my God, in a half hour I was in and out and I won. Someone else said couldn't sleep. Someone else had pains and aches or anxiety. Another woman was very sensitive. So she would go out into the world and feel like all these things, you know, bothering her as a sensitive, all that she would feel. She said in her intuition, they said, go and get the numbers Audrey gave you. She said she went out with them, with her, in her pocketbook, and she said, oh my God, it was like a protection around her. So she was explaining to me as a bubble that she was in of safety, and all the other bubbles of negative trying to get her couldn't get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the other amazing thing about it is that I have had people find me that they say in their meditation and in their intuition, they have given my name, spirit, to them and said, go to Audrey. She has something for you, which is the codes.
Mm.
I've had, you know, source, come, God, whatever name people are comfortable with, field and such, and tell me, Audrey, this is very important work. When they come, they are ready,
mm-hmm.
and please continue to code them. So, yes, it's a huge, important thing, you know, and I, like I said, personally would not think that I'd be working with numbers, but since I know they're so important, you know, I'm doing it and bringing it through for the people that come and are ready to receive those, you know. And what the beautiful thing about it is someone will come, and it's, you do some work. Some work is done that spirit brings in. And they cannot bombard your system either with the language of light, the Akasha, or that, because you take in so much, you release, you need acclimation time, right? So a devotion
mm-hmm.
to the work, because you're releasing, you're acclimating. The energies stay with you 2 or 3 days, like what everyone's feeling today on the show will be bringing through. Those energies will still be working on them for releasing and acclimation for a few days, you know? And so next time when they come back, they'll get like a different series of number codes as they're able to mix them and raise them and work in different energies with the people. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's very
nice.
Important for the people.
And I know that today we're also, or you're also going to be bringing in the fairies to help heal the inner child. And right now, because, you know, in the U.S. especially, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. So I know that a lot of people are probably feeling a lot of angst sometimes. People feel a lot of angst when they go to get together with their families for whatever reason,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
So maybe the fairies can help with that as well, right?
Oh, yes, beautiful, exactly. And yes, and in the U.S. with all the election stuff and so many energies are swirling and things are going about. So, yes, the fairies come in, and the fairies have come because they want to help heal the inner child or to have us remember to touch that inner child, right, which is
mm-hmm.
so joyful and healing, and also to cut and remove generational things. So it is perfect, as what you're saying about that. They'll come in. Also, the ancients will come in, and the Native Americans, which you may hear it get a very deep sound, or clapping of my hands, which is if a drumming and such, and they also remove generational things and for healing. So
nice.
it's very good and exciting for everyone who's there listening. And if you have a replay as well, if anyone
mm-hmm.
listens to that, it will be the energy is going to them as well. So really important, beautiful, powerful, very, very, very powerful this work is, powerful stuff. That's why they say when those that are ready for this, because it is very, very, very powerful work, you know, high vibration,
yes.
high vibration, the new.
So I'm not sure if I mentioned at the beginning of the call, I always, sometimes, you know, my mind goes blank when I start a call, but if I didn't say it already, you know, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And we already have quite a bit. So we're going to see how, you know, how many we can get to. I'm not really sure. It just depends, right? So it'll be interesting to see how Audrey works, or how the information comes through, how the light language comes through, how the language of the Akash comes through. And just know that even if you don't get picked, just be aware that whatever is happening on the call for one specific person, it's for everybody, you know, so be willing to receive the energies from each of the caller's questions or the Q&A questions, okay?
Yes, perfect. The energies will seep into everyone as it is so fit for them, you know, for the benefit. Mm-hmm. So they're receiving through the whole call, you know, while they're addressing whatever the people are addressing. It's extending out to everyone of whatever their own personal issues and such are. So, yes.
Absolutely. So did you want to start off by doing a general, like a general grounding or a general centering type of process?
Actually,
actually
with the light language, because it's mm-hmm. With this work being such a high vibrational work, it says where we stand, it is holy, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's such a divine high energy work. So all that anyone has to do is just sit and relax right now. They could take a deep breath in if they like, hold it for a few seconds, and then let it out, beautiful. And then I'm just going to let spirit come and relax. Don't be in your head thinking, what is she saying? Just relax and let it wash over you and through you. So I'm going to let them take it over. So here we go. Samanana siya masiya siya humanana siya 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 humananea nea nea humananea ea ea Humama sia 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 humama sia 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 humama nana veritare to lupacot liclic sum sai. Sele parchele cotu uvac liclic sum to the levant du manian. Evale allemand le mal le lalum. Sole vac touche le calac sole veli. Tu me l'éclos que sole paracatacache, la catapratacache, le cassai le valentan, yannicache, kemenestai le koshkim sai, t koshkim sai, kashum sai, le kutkashik, Sait un arrivri de mrkton elevant c'est leur sai c'est l'ainsi c'est l'ainsi non the fairies kikis le kapra kakosh le kason c'est le parasu ay Caracucu, se le poro tutto corre che cascia di cosso, se la hai, se chi ha cascia di cosso, se vuoi mosher, se vuoi, shishai, se vuoi, ashai, 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 se vuoi, se le cosso, se le ponce, le vele, le mua, se le si. Selassi ashmanea ne nananea hunanaea mae bum essasi shashasha essasi ser sasi shariz emessa So the fairies came in and they did some releasing from the front of the heart to the back of the head, back of the heart and over the head, so to begin.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, wasn't that just so lovely? I just love the way that you bring this energy in. It's so just, I don't know, it's like changes, right? It's like it's slow
yeah.
and it's fast and slow and it's fast and it just keeps you engaged, doesn't it?
And the different beings, you know, that are coming through in that as something, stepping forward, bringing it through, you know, as it's 111 and then combining, you know, all together. So, yes, see how you're aware of the different energies, the different entities and energies that come through of the divine expressing and coming through to help.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. So which beings of light do you work with? Do you know?
It's for me, it's totally open. Everything is every book and everything is open for me, because as a divine one and as an ancient one who is was there for first wave of creation when Source, mm-hmm. you know, became aware of self and working with everything since the beginning, spark of mm-hmm. creation and, you know, time before time. So everything is open, because remember, you're there from before anything, you know, was made or anything. So everything mm-hmm. is an open field, an open book. That's why they say a divine channel of whatever the person may need or needs to be addressed, you know, and then mm-hmm. building mm-hmm. the new. So it's also new frequencies and such that are being birthed and brought forth as well. So it's open to everybody and anything that needs to come through for in service for the benefit of the individuals and the collective and the field. So
yeah, love it. Beautiful. Thank you. And so that's a taste of the energy and the light language. And is that also the energy or light language of the Akash?
Kash. Yeah. And then when they go, the clicking sounds and the sound with no sound is the like traveling interdimensionally and intergalactically mm-hmm. and galactically. Mm-hmm. So bringing in all those energies, you know, because this work affects all of the realms, you know, not just Earth and humanity, but all of existence. So those coming in as well. So, yeah.
Yes. So now, if people have a question, what type of question should they be asking you?
Well, they can kind of ask anything that they would pretty much like. What mm-hmm. happens is in this work, when the beings of light come in the collective, I've named them beings of light because actually, mm-hmm. you know, we're used to names of masters and angels and such that we call.
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
was where we were, let's say, in existence in our stories of what we had awareness of. But now as we're raising higher and higher and higher as well, there are many beings that don't have a name. You know, it's all Source, of course, dropped down a name or expression. But when you get very high up, there is no name that's translatable to English. What happens is energy signature is their name, right? Mm-hmm. Like their impression stamp of their energy. So that's how the beings yep. of light are in this collective. But I just gave them that name so people have a reference point. And they will always say to the people, my word, channel. They call me channel or Aubrey. Channel's word. This is not like fortune-telling kind of a work, because the thing is they want us to understand there's many paths of possible probabilities. So they come to empower mm-hmm. us, to let us understand that reality is always in motion and movement, you know, and there's many paths of potentials. Perhaps someone may give someone, this, or happen. But, you know, they're not realizing that there's also other potentials there. And as humans, we get locked on that, and then you start to fade the other potentialities, you know, that even maybe more joyful for you. So they come to let us know many paths of possible probabilities to empower us. And they say, you are the painters of your pictures, right? Or the weavers of your mm-hmm. tapestry, the writers of your stories. So they say, for them to give too much information to one, then it would become their, right, influencing it. It would become their, you know, story and not the person's story, you know?
Yeah.
So they can ask whatever they would like, and we'll see how spirit works with it, because even if they're addressing something, the energies will come through in the light or the kosh to work with them anyway, you know?
Yep. Okay. So then because I can't even remember when we talked, but do you give messages as well? Like I understand that you do the light language and the language of the Akash, mm-hmm. but you also give English messages.
Well, you know what it is with English? Because so many people say English, and spirit will say to me, right? English mm-hmm. is actually contaminated, right? English leads mm-hmm. to preconceptions, pre-ideas yes. of things, right? So they always say to me, Audrey, take them to the place that is beyond words, because when they mm-hmm. could feel that and understand that, they are all of a sudden like, I don't even have words, right? Because that is mm-hmm. because you understand it's so full of depth, so full of richness that words can do it no justice, right? When
right.
we take words, yeah. we downgrade things. We make it less or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes, as humans, we want to have some kind of understanding, but this work allows us to get out of our own way, right, with preconceptions, pre-ideas, limitations, right? No speed bumps or potholes in the road, right, to slow
mm-hmm.
us down.
Mm-hmm.
It gets beyond the conscious and the unconscious self to go, you know, where it needs to go, beyond our understanding, and our non-understanding is not keeping it out of the way. That's the gift of this time. We can still receive it, right? Because this work yeah. is working on all the other aspects of self, as well as the you that is here that is talking right now. It's on all the other yous as well,
mm-hmm.
which we call past lives, which is not really past because there's no time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other aspects of self. So it reaches in them to clear out things, get rid of things. That's the gift of the cycle of now. There is no time, but let's say their experience of the cycle does not have the gift of that as the now is. So we can able reach back to the other selves of ours, aspects, release what needs to be released, generational and childhood. So you're really cleaning out the closet. You know what I mean? Release, release, release,
mm-hmm.
and then upgrade, brought in. So as your this moment affects the future selves, right, of what's going on, so you can partake of, you know, like go into mastery school, right, rather than just being stuck in elementary, you know, or junior high
right.
when you get the upgrades, you know. So, and as far as the messages, I have a lot of messages on YouTube if people want to go and find them, a couple on my website, a lot of them on YouTube because I kind of just spirit says, give them the message. They give me through automatic writing, so it's very kind of raw, and I'm just there, and here you go, no fancy-smancy, reading the message to everyone. So when they give me messages through automatic writing, I share it with humanity. Like they have something about the time of the great divide, you know, is happening, or, you know, this is the time to become aware, humanity. Let's get conscious, you know. So messages
mm-hmm.
like that. Sometimes in private sessions, because the people get in, spirit gets in there and, you know, totally does everything, you know, to them energetically that they need to get done, that they can upgrade them. There might be, let's say, something that the people are asking me, and there may be an impression or something that spirit wants to say to them or help them with or soothe them with or heal them with. But again, not to disempower them and take them out of the story, because God has even said, God is like, you cannot take the cup. You know, some healers may be like, oh, you know, the human will come and say, take this from me, please. And then they do.
Mm-hmm.
And the human is like, oh, my goodness, great, right? But from the soul level, right, you're kind of like, oh, my God, I was almost at the finish line, right? And then they come in and take it away, you know what I mean? And then, like, you're going to begin all over again. So you really
mm-hmm.
cannot take the cup, you know, from
yeah.
the person. So because the experience is written to have the experience, you know, for a purpose. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely true. Okay, so let's go with a question from the Q&A first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question from Carla in Brussels, and she loves your work, and she's hoping that you can shed some light on her divine soul imprint, on how she's here to serve and with what talents. And she says that when she asks to meet her guides, Thoth comes in, the Egyptian, Thoth, who pops up. Can you shed some light on that relationship and how to open up communications with her guides?
Okay, as far as guides, sometimes many people think, you know, there's only one. I have one guide, and that's my guide, and that's my guide, you know, and that's great that she's saying that, you know, Thoth is coming in for her, you know. And, of course, that would be because of her other aspects of self, right?
Mm-hmm.
People like to say, oh, my past lives, thinking they're dead, buried, and done. It's like, no, you know, there is no time. So
mm-hmm.
those are the other aspects of herself working with those energies, working with those beings, and then, like, let's say, bleeding in or feeding into the now time, right, as well, that she can tap into that just as she is in the other aspects of herself. So this is a relationship,
mm-hmm.
let's say, that is entwined in many different ways, right, of what we feel drawn to or what we relate to, right? It's because there are other aspects of ourselves are also involved with that. As far as being one guide, we don't have only one guide, because the thing is, you know,
mm-hmm.
as we're progressing, as we move in motion and we go through so many things, it's sort of more like a team, right? Or who will come in, what is
yes.
needed at a certain time, or perhaps you're here at this point, it'll be this one for you, or maybe you'll move all the way up to here and it'll be a different one, you know? Because like whatever guides I was doing when I was Audrey, I'm sure were beautiful and wonderful. Now I'm doing Audrey Light Language, this huge thing, right? You would say there's many other ones for me too. I don't even call them my guides. They're more like my guys, G-U-Y-S, the guys, right, that you talk
yeah,
to and,
yeah.
and work with. So it's always interchanging. As far as her imprint of her soul, her divine soul imprint, you know, what we are here doing at these times are bringing the light of what we are more and more and more into the density of the earth, right, into the density of the human experience, because it was an experiment that we went through to have all the knowingness sources. Spirit is always saying like this, this experience of all that isness is to know all that we are. And then we went into this experience of duality to know all that we are not, right? And as you know more of what you are not, you know even more of that which you are. So this is a returning back to that which we are, right? So we're just uncovering what we are, that divine self, bringing it in more and more and more in embodiment. And not just when we sit maybe in a meditation or when we join these special things or whatever. This is now, this day, Spirit is telling me as a message to everyone, right? The masquerade is over. The masks are falling away. You know, many will be like, where's my mask? Where's my mask? No, you know, there is going to be no mask, because this is not just about talking a talk and touching a divine self every now and then. This is about being that divine self, walking. It's all about beingness now. Walking the walk and being it, you know. So, and as far as what's her gifts and abilities, you know, this work that, again, is offered today helps to enhance, open, and even bring more gifts in for the people. And which thing would she like to do? There again, in my work, we go back to empowerment, right? If you have someone who comes in and says, well, maybe you're a psychic or you're a medium or you're this or you're that, what if the person is not finding joy doing that, you see? You know what I mean? You're going to do it just because someone else told you to do it? No. What is joyful for you? What is in resonance with you that you would be in joy doing? You know what I mean? Because there's many different ways to do this type of work, quietly, privately, in the field, and no one knows, or more out there interacting with people. You know what I mean? So there's many, many different ways and approaches. And that's the beauty of now, right? Back in the day, you would not hear, like, all the wonderful people that show that are on your show and these things that are going on now. It's so beautiful because we have this wonderful feast of all this that we can partake of. But as they're partaking, please make sure that they're involved with those that are of caliber and the high energies. You know, and empowerment. It's about empowerment. If anyone is putting fear or taking away from your power, that is not the way to go, right? No more gurus. It's about those that empower you, right, and yourself, and help the self with that, because that's about us, like I'm saying in the thing about what you were reading, getting out of the no more smoke and mirrors, right, of false magic. This is about us getting beyond that and understand our real magic and our real power that we have and that we are, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree.
I know there was a couple of questions in there, so I hope I hit some of them.
I think so, yes. I think you definitely did hit on most of them, if not all of them. So perfect. Thank you. Now we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to go to my screen just changed. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0944.
Hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Dan Boy. Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
My first time speaking with you.
Thank you for calling in. What was your name again? I'm sorry, we couldn't hear it.
Santoy.
Santoy.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. So.
You had a question, Santoy?
Yeah, my question is, I guess I'm just having a little bit of difficulty dealing with my son and my living arrangements. My son is 19 years old, and it's been difficult. And now, you know, I have some issues with my apartment management that I need to deal with. So I'm trying not to panic too much, because what happens with me is I get really stressed, and it's more of a physical thing, and it just kind of takes over everything, you know. So I'm trying to just figure out how I can help support myself and my spirit through these difficult times.
Yes, so what it is like so many people are going through so many things, you know. This is really the times where, you know, you may look at your son as, oh, my son, and we're going through these experiences, you know. But what happens is, if we extend it out into so many things that are going on, whether it's a husband and wife, you know, a mother and a daughter, you know, girlfriends, sisters, whatever, we have played with these people who are now, let's say, in the costumes of a mother and a son or whatever it may be, over and over in existence, many, many different ways, you know? And it's, again, it's perpetuating, let's say, those same energies, but just zipped up in different suits, you know? So the gift of this now time and there is no time, but say cycle, right? The gift of this cycle is that these things that we have perpetuated over and over and played in different ways with the energies and the stories and the dramas and the things, we can release now. You know, so when you take it, when you do the releasing work and take in the upgrades, it's like as you move along, you know, in your other existences, not have to perpetuate the same over and over again. And as far as your son being 19, you know, the ones that are in that age bracket, you know, the new ones, a lot of the kids, you know, they're facing so much going on because there's so much bombardment, you know, with them of energies and the things that are going on and happening. You know, they've come in different than other ones because they're very much don't fit into, let's say, the cogs in the machine, you know, and the world is for some of them not always feeling, you know, comfortable or what they expected it to be, you know, and they're not, they've come in to be a bit of a rebel and this and that, and they don't fit into, you know, the little phases like everybody else had done before, because it's to break the system down, to begin change, you know, as the new children are coming in more and more and more, the energies are changing, and it's going to be easier for them, right? But as we all did, we all helped the other generations with energetics, you know, more and more and more. So it's, what I'm trying to say is basically is there's a big picture going on here, right? Besides the one that you see in the earthly story, that's what's going on, energetics and such, right, that are at play, right? So I'm going to speak some light language for you and such, because you see what you're saying, when you start to get nervous and the energies are happening, it goes into the physical, right, that's affecting you, you know? And so I'm going to let them bring in some light language, because, like, the best way to affect things, right, because we're in the stories, we know what's happening and the situations and the dramas and everything that we're playing, but let's get in there very deeply and let's, like, break up some of those energies, you know, that are perpetuating over and over, you know, and bring in some high codes for you. So it's like trying to put a breath of fresh air, you know what I mean, in the situation and what's going on. And then as you go further, you know, you can find my information and such of how to call me or work with me and what Shefali is offering to continue working with those energetics to change things, you know. And also, please, I know it's so hard for everyone, but do not sit in the same energies, because yes, we're human and we're going to feel, is what we came in to feel, but the thing is, do not sit into the perpetuation of the same, the lack, the heaviness, because when you perpetuate and sit in that, yes, feel it, but get out of it, because then that perpetuates more of that, and that's why this energy is going to want to stir things up, right, that they're going to do and move things, so that's where you can start to look at things from a different perspective, different view, different energetics, so you perpetuate more of that than the same as being stuck in that, you know, muck and mire or needle in the groove type of thing, okay? So you just relax, and everyone out there, the energies are going to come through to them as well, and let's see what spirit's going to bring through for you. And don't be in your head. Just be in your heart and just feel, okay? So here we go. They're going to do some releasing. I think for you they're going to bring the ancients in, which will be just deeper sounding Native Americans or, you know, the ancient ones and drumming and such, so you'll hear it, okay? So, and then the fairies after that, I think they're going to bring. So here we go.
Chérie, c'est le dare carré curucu, c'est le vélé moléon le maïla,
c'est pas caché cocor écrivi, c'est les éléments, c'est les capas cocou tout tout. C'est voix mon cher, c'est voix, c'est voix, c'est voix, chéché ma caca cocou cou. So they're releasing from the front of your heart, the back of your heart, and over your head. And Evera Rokori Remiana Sai, Cesse le Lanson, c'est le son. Hi. Okay, they've left now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. And those energies are going to still sit with you, you know, to stir things up and move things around for two or three days, okay? And then you can find my information
awesome.
from the show, right, to further continue. All right, sweetie. Much love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
That was lovely. Thank you. Okay, wow. That was really powerful. I really felt the energy of the drumming really in my heart space, you know, a lot more. And then the fairies, I definitely felt the energy around my head a lot. So it's like,
beautiful, yes.
Need some releasing up there for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. And for everyone, that is like a generational ancient thing. You know, she's speaking about what she's speaking about, but then again, those energies to go to sit with them and settle in of all the appropriate, you know, best service for them. So to receive it in that way in the fairy. So,
yeah. So I have a question from Karen in Hamburg, Germany. On the Q&A, and she's asking for help regarding her relationship with her mother. Her mother had, you know, a hard time during the wars and so on and so forth. So I'm not going to go into the whole story, but she's tired of all the rejection that she's been receiving, and she's frustrated and sometimes in despair, so she would appreciate any help.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, that would be falling under that work of the generational, to release the generational things, you know, and also the healing of that, right, of the hearts of that, you know.
Exactly.
We are also drawn to look at whatever situation we're in, to try to move out of the emotion of it, right? Because if we look at it as a human in the story, yes, it strikes our emotions, right, our feelings and all that is going on, right? Those energies get ignited. But if we try to also look at it from the other perspective, right, because we have had many mothers, many fathers, many family, many children, many loves, right? So if we look at it of all of that, to try to look at this soul who is her mother, so to say, and has been gone through so much in her own life, right? Like each has their own personal story and energy that they have inherited, right, from others, you know, or very difficult things they have been through. So to understand everyone is going through their stories, their experiences and energetics and all that is going on as best they can try to keep going and survive. So if we can look at it that separated from the emotion of it, right, as the bigger picture of all that we are, to try to put some compassion on it, right, or empathy and such for the other and as well for the self. So this work would be releasing generational things and ties and those hurts, like of the inner child and such. So I believe the same energies are going to come through right now. So and she would also benefit if she can continue this work, you know, is what you're offering and such, because it's a bit by bit, it's like an onion, bit by bit to pull away, because you can't bombard it and do the whole thing. And, you know, and while she's doing the work, this work is so beautiful because it also raises up generationally who is connected, right, with you, if we look at a human version, you know, past and future, which is, it's everything is all connected. So you help raise that up as well. Of course, it's not as much of a commitment as personally when you were there, but as you are raising your energies and frequency connected, you also help them. So it also helped, you know, her mother as well and the generations connected. So we're going to let that come through for her. So here we go. C'est le pont de l'envolée. Le porte où c'est la vache. c'est le vol mulmulur, c'est le clic sai. Que cache ma caria, que cache ma caria, que cache ma caria, que cache cabaret tout au monde, et que tu as tout à l'heure, et que tu as tout à l'heure, et que aqui, Sam, 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 they're deeply releasing from deep down below the belly button. Pull it away. Pull it away. Pull it away. Kashime, 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 evwa, 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 shem, shem, shema, se, se, evwa, 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 sum, sum. Ashana vera tu de rum ne rum. Ooh, de kasha. Ooh, de kasha. Say, say. Ekash, akash, akash, come say to the better of the kish, the engine of the room. Terkash, 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 the kish,
That was heavy duty. That was, I mean, I was breathing deeply and releasing at the same time because it was that was heavy duty for sure. Thank you. And, you know, especially right now, I think, you know, because tomorrow is Thanksgiving in the U.S. and, you know, families and all that, I think this will be really helpful for people.
Yes. And again, it's like, you know, it's, I try to explain to people, it's sort of like going in, like, if you think of a closet or an attic or something, and things are, like, shoved so far back there, you know what I mean, that maybe you think, like, oh, I've cleaned my closet. It's like, no, you have a little deep corner wherever or a little compartment somewhere else of so many things, you know, then a generational other aspect of self, which is to release, to go, to get out, you know what I mean, because that has to be all out to bring in the more of the new and the new and the new and the upgrades, you know, a clean, clean closet. Cannot lay that overlaid of the other stuff that's in there, you know. So that's what's the beautiful cycle of the now to help us with that, you know?
Exactly. So thank you, Karen, for asking asking that question, asking for that help, because it really, it's not just for you and your mother, but it's also helpful for all of us as well. So thank you.
Yes, and in many different situations, whatever it may be, other than like a mother and a daughter, whatever it fits with each person.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 3473. We'll just take a quick call here. Hello?
This is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. So my question is, Lots similar to the last caller. I'm having the same family problems with a 19-year-old son and a husband, and I think we're all arguing all the time. So last weekend I told him, I just want to run away. So what can I do?
Oh, dear.
I felt like I just want to run away from home.
Oh, sweetie, you're not the only one. So many are, you know. And what happens is the other people that we're interacting with, imagine we're going through so much energetically, right? So they're going through stuff energetically too. But like, if for ones that have awareness of this other world and this other thing that is going on, you know, there's kind of a way to find help, you know, or to rationalize it. Imagine the ones who are still sleeping and have no aware of this, right? So they're still being bombarded by all these things going on, and they're like, you know, what is happening? You know, they can't put like a finger on it. At least we could say, okay, we know what is happening, right, in the field, in existence, in humanity, what's going on. So there's a lot of play with all of the energies that are happening and stirring there, you know. And again, you're talking about the 9-year-old, and what I was saying, a lot of the kids are having a hard time because not fitting into what was before, because they came in different, right? Can't put a finger on it totally, but don't fit into that, and not exactly everything vibrationally, what they would fit into, right? Coming in, and all the time you feel like, no, I can't, and all this stuff is going on with them because they have so much energy stirring within them. So for you, as with anyone, right, we are human. We come to be in these experiences. We have an agreement with the son, right, with the hubby, with whoever we're having these experiences with on a soul level, and say, okay, we'll play that part for you, or you'll play that part for us. You know, I always tell everyone, people like to say lessons, but I'm totally about empowerment, and I want everyone to kind of change that, and don't put this thing of lessons, because when you put lessons have a connotation about you can fail, right? In school, you go, and you may have lessons, you have a test, right, and you can fail. But rather than look at it that way, which is not empowering, because you're continually always with lessons, and when are they going to end, for God's sakes, right? It seems like perhaps not being good enough, because there's always something else to learn, right? But look at it this way instead, which is very empowering. These are experiences that we are walking through. When we walk through an experience, you always come away with something from it, whether it's a little or a lot. So it's always a plus, you know, not like it's in lessons where perhaps you fail and such. A whole different connotation of the energy of how we're looking, of what we are doing through life, through existence, through our experiences, yes? This is where the word got interchanged, where you say you come to know yourself through your experiences, right? So you could say, you could put, you know it, you've learned it. And then they turn it into the other way, which is disempowering. Rather than to look at it, everyone are walking through experiences. So they gain something through it, and they know it not only in a conceptual way, because to know something in concept is one thing, but it's to walk through it. You know it from the depth, the breadth, and the flavor of walking through it, you know? And this is what we're all doing now with each other. Again, the gift of this cycle, right? The energetics and the play that you're having with your husband and a son or any other person who's interacting with each other, we have done in many aspects with our other selves in many different ways, zipped up in many different characters that we've played, perhaps playing with the same energetics over and over and over again, entrapped in that. That is why the gift of the now is getting the needle out of the groove. When you do your work, you do your releasing, you do your upgrades, you are then in the other aspects of self that you're going to partake of, play differently, not with the same players, not in that same vibration. Like you have gotten all that you have gotten from that, and you're leaving that aside. Now it's like, oh, great, I've had these experiences, I've gotten that. Now I'm going to move here, and I'm going to have different experiences, right? As far as dealing with them and saying I want to run away from home and such, Spirit has given this example to people. I'm going to share it with everyone, and if you can kind of look at this, try to imagine this image, right? I'm actually going to let the beings of light come in and speak with you about it, and they could tell you the story rather than me tell it to you. So they always say, can you feel us? So beautiful ones, we are here. Oh, yes, we are so pleased to be here with all of you. Yes, through our beautiful, beloved channel. Yes. We shall say to all of you and share with all of you, yes, this example, so to say, to imagine, yes, when you're facing all that you are facing in your humanness and all that is going on, please, beautiful ones, if you can imagine And please excuse us because this is not our language, yes. We attempt to use the language best as we can, but it's very limiting to us. So please take impressions with it as well, yes, as we speak with you all, yes. So imagine a dock, yes. Not the dock that has the pylons that go down into the ground and is solid, yes, but a dock that moves up and down with the motions of the water. Can you all imagine this, yes? Is it going up and down, you see? Now you have this image of this dock up and down in the water. But we say rather than water, it is the energetics of the tsunami, yes. That is hitting your world, that is upon your world, that is all that is going on, the energies, the up, the down, the swirlings of all the emotions, the stories, the dramas, yes, yes, yes. And as you are standing on this dock, you are attempting to balance, yes, as it is going up and down. And you are not only just standing on that dock, but you are also juggling. You are juggling balls, not from only one hand to another, but five in one hand, five in the other. So as you are attempting to juggle, and as you are trying to attempt to stay steady upon this dock, sometimes you are thrown into the water. These are the emotions, the drama, all that is happening going on. When you are washed in that, you can be swept away down a rapid upon rapids, waterfall upon waterfall. You understand? That is the swirling of the energies, the stories, the dramas, the emotions, how it all feels, yes? And you are human, you feel. But we say this, rather than to feed that energy and continue with that and be washed away down waterfall and rapids, because the mind is a labyrinth upon labyrinth, yes? Rabbit hole upon rabbit hole. We say realize that you have fallen into the water, yes? Into this feelings, emotions, what it is. And as a Geiger counter, bip, 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 yes, to come back to a balance, swim to the dock, sit on the edge of it, take your breath and attempt to stand again and to juggle, yes, to stand and to juggle, yes. This is then a balancing between all the swirlings and motions and such, yes. And this is the story that we wish to say to you while you are facing all that you are facing. Yes, 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 we will turn you to channel. Yes, 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 yes. Hello. So they were explaining that to you. So that kind of is the thing when you feel like you want to run away because you're thrown in the drink, right? Thrown off of the dock how many times to be swept away by the waterfalls and the rapids and such, the emotions at all that take hold of us. So this work that is offered here by Spirit helps release those things, right? The ties of the energetics that are being played out also over and over again in the other aspects of self generationally and release and upgrade you so then you partake in another story, other things that are happening and going on. Changes the perspective so much when we can just kind of catch ourselves and move out of that for a few moments and take a breath and say, okay, 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 this is a story that I'm immersed in. How best am I going to handle this? And understand you're having many stories, many interactions. Try to look at it from that bigger view. You know, to catch your breath while you're doing that. And can I just bring in some energies for you right now, sweetie?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Samanana serum seum. Hamanana heayayayum. Somanana tiamake amake. Honana veam veam. Sonana seama seum. Somana seama sea. Oh, na na si da da ve a ve a, so na na si a ma ve a e a e um. Se voit mon cher, se voit, se voit, se voit, se voit, sem, 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 sem. Se voit mon chéri, serre, 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 va, va, va. S'élever, s'élever, shem, 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 shem. Se voit mon chéri. Item, item, from the heart, the throat, of the head. Sa, 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 se voit mon chéri. Se voit toto mi akto They want to also bring in some numbers now. We didn't get to talk about the number work too much, but a long list of numbers that usually the clients will write in the beginning of the session, but later on in the session, they run the numbers very quickly, like going into the cash and such. So the portion they're going to do right now is numbers for everyone, for you and for everyone. You do not have to write these. It would be like the portion where you just relax and let the energetics play out, all right? And I'm going to speak the numbers for you and for everyone as they come through. Here we go. Simakash, Simakash, Simakash. Of a sight, the gusha. I see, I see, I see, a sha sha sha. 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 108 chakras, and as the story that I was saying, is people are reading them out loud to themselves and help the tool to heal them and help them work with things that they're going through. So, and if you notice, they do a countdown when they first begin, that's going in and opening it, the DNA and the energetics and the field, and then in the end, they give the number 108, which 8 and 1 is 9, so they're giving you 9 nines of completion of what they had done right then and open of closing and back up, so.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I feel better. I kind of have felt heat on the back of my neck and arms, and it was, that was kind of strange, but I feel better now. I feel kind of like,
but that's it.
Kind of relieved.
Yeah, the energy is just pull, 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 release, release, you know? Throw away and like unblocking things, and they were pulling from the from your back, let's say the burdens and such, you know, and spiraling up the spine, and so that's beautiful that you felt the energies, because in session people have different reaction, like they'll cry, they'll smile, they'll giggle, they can feel cold or tingles, you know, or warm, so always a different reaction, so that's good that you had that confirmation for you is what it is, you know.
Well, thank you so much for everything.
And if you're crying beautiful, it's good, because the crying or tears, you let it flow, you let it flow. It's as a dam, the dam was locked up and we put cracks in it, right? So you want it to flow. The energies are going to work with you for 2 or 3 days and everyone. So any crying that comes up, it's good. You're going to wash it away and you're going to let it flow through. You don't clog it back up. And again, if someone may say, well, why am I crying or why am I giggling? What's happening? You, it may be from another aspect of self or a generational thing. So you just let it flow through, you know? So the tears are good, beautiful. You let it flow. Much love, and I hope it will be working with you if you take advantage of that.
Thank
the gift
you.
Of the thing. Much
that.
Love, sweetheart. Much love.
Too,
much love. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That was so powerful. Wow. Yeah, those numbers were just flying so fast, and you could really feel the shift in your energy field as those numbers were coming in. It's like, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like speechless, like, wow, that was amazing.
And I'm doing my job then, Shefali, because remember they say to me, Audrey, take them to the place beyond any words, right? So when I hear people say that, like, we can't find words, and I'm like, yay, I'm doing my job. Very good.
Exactly. No, that was great. All right, so we're going to take some more questions in just a few minutes, but I wanted to quickly talk about the special offer that you have for us. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey11. And yep, Audrey11. All right. So Audrey, can you share with us a little bit about, there's three packages, package A, B, and C. And package A is has 4 MP3s. For $77. Package B has the 4 MP3s plus a 1-hour personal session with Audrey. And then package C has everything, has the 4 MP3s plus a 1.5 our personal session with Audrey with the sacred key number codes that she just shared a little bit about that right now with Jamie. But can you talk a little bit about the MP3s first, and then maybe you could talk a little bit more about the number codes and so on?
Yes, so the MP3s are for those that want to have something that they, you know, have with them. They can listen. They begin to get, you know, familiar, perhaps the word, with mm-hmm. me and the work. Mm-hmm. So because Spirit and people kept asking me for something like that, because really the work was me, you know, me connecting mm-hmm. them, you know, being the tube for Spirit.
Yes.
But then people were asking for something, so Spirit led me to make those MP3s, and they're different ones that it says on there, the different works and the different series. Like the
yes.
first one was the first one Spirit brought through, and then the second and the third at different portions of time as the work was evolving. Like the third one, I believe, has some of the numbers on there then, or where the fairies were coming in, because in the first
the
one perhaps it was the light language, right, as it's progressing
mm-hmm.
in the works to bring through. And actually I make them because Spirit asks me, and then people around the world, I mean, they will get back to me like, oh my God, they're powerful, you know. So then I'm like, wow, this really got to make it available to the people, since for them. So there's that. And then the second one is you get to have the MP3s, and then you also have the hour session. And so in the hour session, they would be after when we talk, like they'll say anything they want to address. So you have personal access to me, right? We're speaking, we're talking, we're sharing, you know, anything they'd like to speak about, or questions or curiosities, whatever it may be. And then they're going to lie back, and that's the beauty of this. They don't have to get a ticket. They don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to travel. They get to be right in their home, wherever they are in the world, and I get to be here, all comfy, cozy, in their bed, on their couch, and they just close their eyes. That's all you have to do is close your eyes. You don't have to read a book. You don't have to do anything, you know. You just go to a class. You just lie down and close your eyes, you know, and let Spirit and the energies come in right there, wrap around you, and do the work that they're going to do on you for, it could be a half an hour, it could be 40 minutes, you know, 45 minutes that Spirit has hold of you, or whatever they're going
mm-hmm.
to be working and doing on the person. And then after that, then they get to speak to the beings of light who came in very quickly, and I'll bring them back in later on. So they get to have a personal conversation with beings from high, high, high realms that they could communicate and talk with. So that is like, whew, a priceless thing. That's in the second, the B. And then in C,
mm-hmm.
it's the same of all of that, but then what happens is because we have more time, we're able to have them have paper and a pen and go over the numbers, because the numbers, when I channel them, it's not as quickly as that. It's still quick, but not as quick as that. And so I'm writing them down. And then after that, if we need like two or three times to go over all of the numbers to make sure that they have the sequence properly, you know, and that takes a
mm-hmm.
bit of time to make sure that everything was written down properly. And then you'll have a session, but then the numbers come in just as now when they're relaxing and lying down, and they do the numbers again. And then they get to talk to the beings of light. So we need some extra time in that, you know, and then receiving
right.
the numbers as well. So that's why it's that little bit more. So those are the three beautiful offerings, yes, that are here. That thank you so much for helping me to bring Spirit's work out to all the people, because as you are feeling, and I'm sure they are feeling, that, you know, this is not anything about me. It's just me showing up and being a vessel for them to come through the realms to work with everyone and to help them, you know?
Yes, absolutely. So package A, like I said, is the four MP3s for $77, and package B is the four MP3s plus the 1 hour session with Audrey for $133. And then package C is the four MP3s plus the 1.5 hour personal session with Audrey and the sacred key number codes for $144. So definitely take a look at that, see how that resonates with you. And Audrey does do the work via Skype or phone, right, Audrey?
Yes, so it's all over the world. It's open for all over the world. And actually, what I do want to say, which I forgot to say, is in the MP3s, there is a message there, and it's called the One, and the One
mm-hmm.
is Source, God, the Field, and it was a message that came through. It's a bit of saying the same repetitiveness because it's setting an energy, and then the words come in. It's so beautiful, and as far as me to recite it all, I cannot, you know, because it was through
yeah.
Source when it was writing on there. But it's beautiful words about how I so love, you know, all of you, which are all of me, you know what I mean? So it's a beautiful message from the One in that. So it's very lovely that
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to have and listen to and receive the energies from that.
Beautiful. And then, so yeah, please do take a look at that. That's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey11. So I have a question on the Q&A from Rose in Alaska. and she's asking about gifts. So she says, many of us have not regained these abilities yet, like yours. You have amazing gifts and are wanting to. And some of us struggle with the contrasting desires of wanting to be able to do these healings for ourselves and being okay with what is for us right now. So do you have any insights for those of us experiencing this right now? Oh, Rose, I'm experiencing the same thing. I love it.
Yes, well, this is thank you so much for that question. This is asking how do you deal with perhaps not having everything turned back on that you've had at one time, the gifts and abilities and such. See, also that goes back to the experience, right? Having an experience of walking through what it's like to deal, to cope, right? To be the highest self that one could be without perhaps all of those things, you know, opening. Because as I said, I was Audrey, a mom, a wife, you know, I'd reach out to people and help them. Always, the cup is always full, you know, not half empty type of a person. So I didn't have any of these things, but still I would be it in my walk. The spirit kind of says like a natural bodhisattva and such, you know, it's to be it. Right? So you're being that higher being, not just because, oh, I have gifts and I could see and I could do this and I could do that, but because it's in the resonance of your heart, right? Because that's why we have all the gifts and abilities and such and that, to be it, right? To be that which we are in expression. So it's to have an experience without always having those, right? And say, oh, let's see, how are we going to be, right? Are we still going to be high selves without all those gifts and abilities and sights and insights, right? To walk through the different experiences. Spirit says also, it's like a rose. You can explain to a person as much as you want about a rose, the image or the color, or even show them a picture. But no one is going to know the rose until they actually smell the rose, right? And they take it in of the depth of the richness of the knowing it. And that's what we're doing through experience, the depth, the breadth, the knowing of it, right? Of how it is with also not being tapped into all of these things, right? But as we go along, whether it's going to be in this expression of self or another aspect of self has it, or the aspects of self which are, as we say, future, but it is no time, to bring those through the gifts and abilities. And you know what? We even have more, just as Christ has said, right? Christ had said what? That all that I do, you so will do even more, right? And that even more is about so many being it of the heart, which is so important. You know, so I had a client once saying to me, I want to see when they first began with me. And you know what the beings of light and spirit came in and said to the person? They were like, we understand that you want to see with eyes that are not meaning your physical eyes, but with the spiritual third eye. And what they said to them is that, do you know what is the best way to see? The best way to see is not with any eyes. Right, whether physical or this third eye, they said, because those are open to, let's say, the filter, which affects it, right, manipulation, preconceptions. They said the best way to see, the clearest way to see is without any eyes, which is the seeing through the heart, right, your heart and your beingness, because it's not open, that seeing, right, that sensing, that knowing to a filter or to contamination. So, as far as to say of the gifts, yes, it's wonderful to have them, and we are opening up to them. But again, there might be some things that people need to release. Let's say they had gifts in another embodiment, and perhaps they opening up to their gifts were, you know, unfortunately, you know, ceased to be able to live, you know, in those times of the things that they did. So perhaps there may be deep-seated fears, you know, that still lie within themselves and say, oh, you know, I don't really want to bring them forward because what can happen, being fearful. Mm-hmm. So there's many factors is what I'm trying to say, whether it's to walk through an experience to not have them, are you still going to be in the beingness of who you are without those, you know, and also perhaps a fear, a worry, a burden, or again, things that need to be released so they can open up. And this work, as I said, I've had a gentleman who stayed with me for more than a year or so and had it released, and he upgraded and downloaded so much that he speaks light language now. Also, his daughter speaks light language. Some other people who said maybe they did it when they were young and they let it go, they've gotten enhanced, you know. So another woman is doing automatic writing. There's many different stories, you know, of what comes through, but it's, again, to get in a resonance to bring it forth, and also depending on the story, you know, that one has, and fears and burdens and things to release it. So it's a couple of different things, you know, because let's say they don't open up. Does that mean that one is not going to be the best, beautiful, helping light being that they can? They are, and they are here on the planet holding that light, which is so important when others don't get it yet. You know, I always like to say, like the 4-minute 4-minute mile, right? No one could do it. No one can do it. All the runners, right? All of a sudden, one person did that, right? They opened it up. Now everybody could do the 4-minute mile, right? So it's like what we are doing, right? We're opening that up for the others. So even if you don't have all your gifts and abilities right now, you are a high light being. You have these awarenesses. You are here holding it. That is so important for the others, yes, collectively and individually. So there's many different ways to look at gifts. You know?
Absolutely. But is there something that you can run right now to maybe clear some of what may be blocking us?
Yes, of course, of course. I'll let them come in and see what they're going to bring in to help everyone. And again, this is part of the work, as I said, the other person, you know, a commitment to it. You know, it's also a commitment to the work and to the energetics and doing this rather than just in a snap of a moment, because there is much that has gotten us here, you know, so to be released and dealt with. So here we go. I'll let them bring in what they're going to bring for you guys. Somataya kontayam saike kotiumakaya karivekareko sele kotontayantem totumakatayatem sele patutu umvasai kolakliklum saileklik umsaleklik 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 sisusosom silivelia mala tutu uvoro solubontri kalakle komolo le monde la islamatoa se lavin le malai se le mont se le mont son le vol le tour. Simikilikasai, Kaleveria Manton, Selivi, Selemane, Sata, Shem, Sai, Tutum, Say, Kukshilikotum, Derando, Yum, Goyum, Kashkum, Say, Kash, Keve, Salapar, Leloton, Yum, Sai, Saparakoto, Vilikurum, Salevan. Amala hile mochonda inde koshele kosai. Eleva le meleva le meleva. Selema teta. Selema teta. Selema teta. She 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 she. C'est mon son? Si. Essa, essa, essa. Essa, essa, essa. Essa, essa, essa. She. They have gone from, there's a chakra point which is at the top of the spine, at the base of the skull. So from there, pull forward all the way down to, let's say, the belly button. And then after they did that, they were doing symboling, which is, if you would think of a sign language, right, that they're taking my fingers, and always in a session as well as what everyone is hearing, they're moving my hands around and doing different energetic symbols all over everyone's, from that chakra point there that I said in that back of the neck, all the way forward, all the way over down the front of them, right down the middle of you, right down the heart, right down all the way the middle of you with these symbols that they were doing as well as when they were speaking the energies. So that's what everyone was receiving right now.
Beautiful. Thank you. So thank you, Rose, for asking that question. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, it seems like what you were just saying right now has had to do with me specifically. I had received this reading a while back in February from a wonderful, wonderful person, such a gift. And, you know, in that reading, you know, it was about that, you know, that I had this deep-seated fear still in my solar plexus from being killed for having gifts, you know, and for using my gifts. And so I've been working on that to, you know, heal that and clear that and release that. And, but, you know, it's, we have to do the work, you know, we can't just wish it to happen. If something is not happening for us, if some gifts are not, you know, opening up or coming to light or whatever, then usually there's some releasing work, healing work, wounding work that needs to be done, right?
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, that's what it is. It's not like a magic wand or snap of the finger and it's done, because this is very multi-layered. And if you compile that, let's say, like, you're thinking about perhaps one life, right, that you were killed in, whatever, or paid a price for this. This is not just one life. This is a multiple of times, you know what I mean?
Right.
That this has happened, you know? So it's like a post-traumatic stress or whatever, you know what I mean? And the fear of whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, oh, okay, we're going to go in and clear one. You know, this is multi-layered of many times. And that's why I'm trying to explain to everyone. It's many factors and many energetics at play in things. It may not always be so clear as, oh, this one pinpointed thing, right? Because imagine we live eternally. We have many aspects of self, many experiences, many energetic stories, dramas, generation. That's huge, huge, you know what I mean? To, and that's the gift of the now, right? Because when you move on to the new, this is all cleared up. You know, clear it up. You know, I like to say like paper dolls on a string. You know, Spirit says, you know, pull them all together, right? You bring them all together, consolidation, releasing, keep, you know, what is good and needed, what you don't need, you get rid of it, and then you move on to do the upgrades, right? And take that in and take part of that, right? Because the house and the experience and all is cleared up, done, finished, you close that book, you go and you write the other, right? And the new.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yes, perfect. So how are you doing with your energy and time-wise?
Perfect. Okay. I'm here, you know, I have clients sometimes because I work with people around the world. It might be from, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning until like, you know, 10 o'clock at night and such. So because it's spirit, you know, that comes through. So I'm good. I do it like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, whatever. And like sometimes I'll be like, oh, my God, I didn't even eat today. You know, it'll be like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, wow, I should eat something. So it's just so wrapped up in that and the energies and stuff. So, you know, the energies, you know, feed and keep nourished. And such, so
you're okay with taking a few more quick questions?
Yeah,
I would love it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 8745. Hello.
Hello,
Claire.
Yeah, I'm here.
There she is.
sorry, I had the phone muted. Hello,
okay.
I had I have a question, but. I had another question that came in. I am really curious about this. There sounds like there's so much French in the language that you speak, and I'm curious about that, if that's because French is such an ancient language or...
Well, it's funny that you're asking me that because when I had first begun speaking light language, as I said, I was just sitting there and boom, it came out of my mouth. And what it first sounded like when Audrey's like texting a friend and saying like, oh my goodness, you know, now I have this strange language coming out of my mouth. So Audrey's freaking out. I'm texting. I'm speaking this that I can't stop. So all these things are happening at one time, you know. So they didn't bring it in with the clickings and all those other things because that would be probably really, you know, worrisome and disturbing to the human. Like, oh my God. So it came like in French and Arabic is what Audrey.
Okay.
Let's say related to. So I'm thinking, oh, it's like an ancient French or Arabic, and I sought out people who speak those languages, and I was speaking to them, and they're like, no, you're not, you know. I had actually, it's funny, two clients from France yesterday, and one of them, when she was laying down and she had a session, she's like, oh, she goes, you know, it's like you're saying, where is this, where is that? Okay, here, this and that. All right, go away, you know, gone. And that's funny because, like, that's what I'm doing in the energetics, right, is spirit moving me around. You're going through the files. You're going through the energetics. Where's this, where's that? Throw it away, you know. But when people stay with me, because you can have this work for like a year, 2 years, 6 months, you know, 2 months, whatever you would like, because the people know in resonance of how much they would like to have. This is not something that, again, we are eternal. There is so much to release, and some people stay with it for a year or so. It's always individual, right, whether it's a couple of months or whatever. But the thing that always amazes me is when the people stay with it, they will say, oh, my God, that was a different sound, or that was a different being, or this time was different, because what we're hearing now on the show is what's happening to come through. And, yes, French does come in, like the au revoir, or mon chéri, but it is also many different sounds, you know, in combinations, depending on what is called for at that time. It's not just always the French, you know. So I would be as, like, the ancient aspects, because there is no time, of Audrey. I'm bringing in as this vessel here in embodiment, reaching, let's say, through all of time, right, as a time traveler, my future self bringing in these codes and things, and this self bringing in all these things, of course, working with the realms, right, as I'm doing that, as I always have done in existence. But for me, it's not like one name of a certification. Well, people say, I do this, and this, you know, or I'm like, yeah, my certification is God, you know, I don't have a piece of paper, right? It's an open realm of whatever is needed for the person than one particular stamping of a name of it, you know, or beingness of it. It's open to so much. And I know you had another question, though.
Well, no, I don't want to take up more of your time because I know there's others waiting, but I was just so curious about the, you know, the because I could hear, you know, bits of the French. I heard a lot of other things, too, of course, but I just was really curious. So thank you so much.
You're
and happy Thanksgiving to you and to
thank
everybody.
You. And you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know she's saying about the French, but they just want to do this. I'm sure she's probably still listening, and they're like, this is intergalactic, yes, interdimensional traveling. Kishkum sai, They wanted to bring that in for her and for everyone. So a little bit of interdimensional, intergalactic traveling as well and work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you, Claire. Beautiful. And yeah, you know, I had asked Audrey the same question about the French when I was speaking to her back in the summer. All right, so let me see where we're at in the Q&A as well. There's still so many questions. So I have Joan, I don't know if she's in California or Canada, I can never tell. She's asking, how do I experience my wholeness? I feel separate inside and like I am not enough.
Oh, beautiful, Joan. So many people feel that, right? I'm not enough and I'm not whole, right? So that is the beauty of the gifts of the now moment, right? We come to understand is that that has been perpetuated, right, in so many aspects of the self, or if you want to look at it, lifetimes or teachings or in the energetics, right? Not good enough, not good enough, not good enough. And that's why it would be so beautiful if she listens again to that one message, right? Because it's like you are so worthy. All of creation is so worthy, and there is so much beauty of what you are as an expression. This is the beauty for us to understand and know now. We are an expression of Source, of God, of life, yes? We have been given the gift of awareness, right, and individuality, like some existences are collective, right, like the beings of light and others. We are collective, yes, but we also have this beautiful gift of our individuality that we can express within the collective. When we come to a point to understand how beautiful that is and appreciate, right, relish and enjoy each other's differences, right, and individuality, and understand that's all part of us at a whole. And then when we take it even deeper and look, that is God, that is Source, right, that is the field of life in expression, how beautiful it is, how worthy is that, right? That you have consciousness, you have awareness, that you could create, you could have different experiences, you can do different things, you know? And as far as the wholeness, this work, again, the MP3s or the sessions and such will help her to release those energetics and things that are holding her down in that not feeling whole, yes? And Spirit has many messages on, that they come through about. It's about to feel whole, with this, the W, right, whole, and holy.
Yep.
Which is the H, right? So when we remove many of these things, right, which preconceptions, energetics that hold us down, other things that feed off of us, agendas and such, move out of that, let that go, and come to see that we are so worthy and we are so loved and we are so magical and we have so much power, but we have been disempowered. And that's why my work is so much about power, power, empower them, right? Give the power back to them. Let them know they are so worthy and so loved, you know. And this work also, you know, some people give to everybody else, and that's one thing, but then your cup is empty. You must also nourish, care for. That's why the fairies would help her as well. I'm going to bring some of them in to nurture and care for ourselves as well, you know, as everyone else, and nurture that little girl, because she's so worthy, you know what I mean, and love her and appreciate her, you know, and the gift of life, you know, because Spirit is always saying we're an embodiment of human. You take it for granted, right? You're in it, right? And but the thing is, it's like, step away from it and understand you're not always going to be in a human body and express in that way, to taste, to touch, to smell, to create, to laugh, to cry, all of those things. You know, it's not always in the same expression of being in a human embodiment that you get to do. Even if we're burdened, we have things going on. They say try to move to a place of appreciation of something, gratitude for something, whether it is you can stand up and go take a drink, yes, when you're thirsty. Look at the night sky. Listen to a bird. Something that you could start your feet on a path of appreciation and gratitude, whatever it may be, no matter what you're facing, because then you're putting your feet on that pathway, then you can begin to allow the energies to grow more and more and more from there. So I'm going to just speak some light language for her and for everyone and bring the fairies in. Om Niyo. home. Sevoa, mon chéri. Sevoa. Tatai et tomtai. Kamaka kokteyan kya. Kekashele kosant di iver sai. Kum sai. Kekashele kasaniva. L'élément de l'air sanson kumkai kekasha. S'élevant, s'élevant, s'élevant. Sevoa. Che, che, che. Sevoa. Sem, sem. Sevoa, mon chéri. Somane, won, somane. Come stai a parlare la lopa e alla pari e le coricolome che le calumelai la se le verli glonsi ti vaktiam che la cosciam sai che kia che kia che kia che kia che kia che kia se vuoi mon chéri e toro parte che c'è le cosso e le va le vent se si sa si fairies c'est voix, c'est voix, c'est voix, chum chum, c'est les villes que l'on m'saï. Anna-i-e-oum. C'est que caché la casson, c'est l'hiver dire qu'au son. Et salé, à salé, à salé, ça, 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 ça. Et ça, et ça, chérie. Et ça, et ça, à ça, et ça. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Joan. And you know that is going to be helpful for all of us because somewhere inside of us we do feel separate. We don't feel whole. We do feel like we're not enough. So that will definitely help. So thank you. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 1596. We're just going to take one or two more quick calls. So phone number ending in 1596. Oops. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Randy.
Yes, it's Randy. Wow, this has been great. I feel different. Like, just since the beginning of this call, I feel different.
Hi, Randy. I'm so glad.
You know, I get this sensation of a cough, and it's not relative to germs or cold. It's like, I think it's somebody praying for me that's smoking at the same time. And where can you go from there?
You're saying praying for you? Is that the word?
Yeah. Yeah, it's intense. And
yeah, so you mean in the realms, right, that are coming?
Right. And it's
in the
more
realms,
when I'm out
yeah.
and around. Like I feel it from the collective.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's intense and it comes into my chest and like right now I don't have. Also, I have this like spasm on my left side that feels like almost like there's someone next to me nudging me.
Mm-hmm,
either
mm-hmm.
one of those.
Well, you know, Randy, all these things happen, and so it's like to get the human's attention. You know, I hear a lot of times people say it's like I smell perfume, or I smell like a cigarette. You know, or you smell something. Spirit just showing up in that way, like pay attention, because sometimes people will dismiss it. But when it's happening as intensely as you're saying, you know what I mean? After so many times, you can't dismiss it. You know, so. Definitely the realms, as you're saying, that's beautiful how you're saying, praying for you. So being there, supporting you and what is going on in your life, whether it be someone from another aspect of yourself, you know, that is there for you, or someone in this embodiment who you would know would be around you and be there for you. As far as a collective, so much is going on in the collective now, you know what I mean? So energetic-wise, you know, for releasing and upgrading and emotions and energies and all that is going on, you know. So as far as if you're saying also someone next to you that you feel like they're tapping you and this and that, I think that you are fortunate, you know, and very lucky that you have that awareness. You know, it doesn't have to just be in your head, but that you know and you can feel and sense and have those confirmations for you that the beings, you know, are there and around you and helping to support you. So that's a good thing. I know you're saying it gets in your chest and this and that, but, you know, that is, then we move into the releasing. you know, the releasing of what is sitting here. Let's say if you're saying the smoke is a congestion or such, right, or other aspects of self that still need to be released and are working up. So they're like drawing your attention, you know, break that up, remove that, you know. So there's different ways to look at it as how you're perceiving it, because it's one thing to say you're smelling something to bring your awareness, or you're feeling poked or a tingling or whatever. It's another thing when you're feeling this is sitting on your chest and it's congesting your chest and being uncomfortable, right? That is a different thing than awareness, which is confirmation. So this on the chest is things release energetics that are sitting there, or other aspects of yourself that perhaps were going through a certain experience that is feeding into you now, if you're feeling that. So let's do some work. You want to do some work on your chest? Let's do some work on your chest. Randia kamaka koda kapadia ko son saravere amare hura te jaron seria tomane anne amana yane somana te wum somana te ye yo ma ye a ye a yo ma ye a ye a ho ma ye hu ma ye ho ma ye a Sove, ana onde 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 inge omane oh oh ma ye oh ya he oh oh You see how that's releasing?
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you. I love you.
Take care.
Love you too.
Love.
Yeah, much love and blessings
love.
To you. Wow. Oops, sorry. Sorry, Randy. I kind of cut you off there for a second. Thank you. Okay, perfect. Wow. Time is just going by so quickly. All right, so where was I? Oh, my goodness. Okay, let me see. Where are we? All right, so I was going to go back to the Q&A quickly. So I had a question from Stacey, and she wants to know, how do I open to love? I'm afraid to love and to receive love.
Oh, Stacey, again, you know, there's so many people that say that. When I had first come on this, I don't know what it is, to do this work, and I had been at an expo and such, and I'm talking about spirit had me come out and talk about love, right? Because the heart is the key in the way, you know? That is of the new day, to be in the heart, in expression, you know, not just in a concept in the head, but to walk in and be it is what the new day is about. So I would hear people say, but how do you love, and how do you get to love, and all of this, and I'm like, wow, you know what I mean? We have so much to do that still being at that point, because yes, so many, how do you get to love? How do you feel love? How do we be the loving to self and all of this? So to get to heart. And Stacey, that's why this work would be so important, because if you think it's like an onion and that's buried, it's in there because you are love, right? But having so many experiences, so many plays of energetics and agendas and things outside forces that we have been, you know, going on with, immersed in, what has been happening is a huge thing. So to have this work done, it's a way to pull these things away bit by bit by bit, that all of a sudden then that inner child work is so needed in that type of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because what is a child? A child is innocent and pure and happy and joyful and laughing and smiling. So this work helps to get us back to feel that, to touch that, right? First in the work, it's like maybe bit by bit, there'll be some moments of wow, right? Because you feel it all of a sudden. And then that's how you add to it more and more and more as we go along, you know? And again, get out of the mind, right? Stories, dramas, emotions, feelings, energetics, all that's going on, right? And you be loving and kind to yourself. How do you begin that? You say, you know, that story, that's a story. That's a storyline. That was an experience that was had, an experience about how is it to feel not to understand love? How is it to feel not to feel worthy? What is that like to know what it's like not to be enough, right? So we have walked through that story, right? We have all that you have to say, I have wrung that out like a wet rag and it's nothing left in it, right? I've gotten everything out of that story and now I have nothing else to gain from that because I know what that is. I have perpetuated that over and over. I know fully in this embodiment what that is, right? And I have am done with that now, right? So you nurture and love and care for yourself and say, I am worthy, you know? Because in the new day, there is only the knowingness of how worthy you are because you would not have a consciousness and awareness unless that you are a spark of divinity. You are a spark of God. That's how you're alive. That's how you have consciousness. That's how you have awareness. And, oh, my goodness, are we going to think that a spark of God and divinity in expression is not worthy? No, it is. It's a beautiful thing. It's a miraculous thing that you could even think and be and move. Just the system that we're in, all the things that work together to make our bodies work, right? So many systems within it. This is a miraculous thing that we're inside of, you know, and that we could see and touch and smell and taste or cry, all these things that you can hold another's hand or touch them. When you're an etheric or whatever, there's none of that, right? Because boom, it's not the same as to touch skin upon skin. So there's many beautiful things, you know what I mean, to get out of that groove or out of that, you know, state of energies to another, and it's begun bit by bit by bit, chipping away, and this work can help with that, and that's why it's so important, and that's why it's here, you know, to help everyone with that, you know, to feel love, to feel cared for, to feel nurtured. You know, you are important. I'm here, I'm telling everybody they're important. They are important because we're all in this together, right? That's where they say the oneness thing, right? We're all having this experience and expression as source in expression, you know, so that's like a big thing. That's a huge thing. That's a miracle, right? That you even know that you could stay there and say, I feel sad. I don't feel loved. Okay, you don't. Mm-hmm. You've had all that experience. You've gotten everything out of it. Now let's move and sing a different song, a new note, a new experience as we shed these things from ourselves that is no longer necessary, right? And to move into a different experience, a new note, a new octave, a new day, a new song, a new expression, a new feeling, you know? So to begin that journey, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Wow. Oh. All right, so we're going to take one more last quick phone call. We're going to go to phone number ending in 1234. Huh, that's a cool number. Phone number ending in 1234.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. Good. Yes, I have the awesome number.
Yeah. What's your name?
Nicole, sorry.
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello. So I'm actually just in a state where I am so confused as to which step to take next and which direction. I have gotten so much outside information as I try to go through the healing processes of clearing and all of this and then move forward in my own spiritual path, which I know I'm not alone in this at all, especially in this group, this community. But now I'm just overwhelmed with where am I at? Do I move forward? Do I clear more? So anything you could help me with right now.
I know there's so much out there and it can bombard people, right? So first off, when you're looking at all that's out there, there's much out there, but it doesn't mean necessarily because someone is at a podium or someone is speaking things that they are speaking or they have done it for so many years that it necessarily means that it's of the highest vibration and of caliber, right? So you're going to use your instincts and your knowingness, right, what that is,
right?
Because you sense, you can know, right? In the new day, we don't want just someone who's standing there and talking about something, right? right? And you don't see them enact it, but you want one that's enacting it, is being it, right? That's why this beautiful community,
right.
And thank you so much, Shefali, for, you know, having me come into it. Thank you so much. A community of the beingness of it, a community, and I'm getting goosebumps right now, my hands are here standing up, a community of understanding of people touching hearts together, joining hearts together, right? Of being that in community is so important, and being high energy, right? Because there's many energies, many things that are going on there. But in this day, we want to be of the highest energy. Many have said to me, Audrey, you are like a rocket. You're like a rocket train, the rocket ship, right? And they said, well, some people, you know, they only want to go chugga-chugga. So, and they're not at the station when you go so quick, right? And I'm like, okay, well, I'll go chugga-chugga into the station, and then everyone will get on the plane, the train or the rocket, however you want to look at it. And I'll say, okay, you know, fasten your seatbelts, you know. And once they're in, I'm like, okay, we're on the rocket train now, you know, because that is the high energy, the highest vibration to do the work of that, you know. And releasing, you're asking me about releasing. Releasing is an ongoing thing. I had some clients too, they're like, how many times do I need to do that? But it's, if you think about it, think about from a child, right? You were, how many stories, how many things unconsciously and subconsciously, right? Or consciously you can remember, right? All the energetics of the family dynamics of generations, just of this you, right? Nicole, is it? Nicole, right? That you are. Mm-hmm. Then you amp that up by, as we say in human past lives, which is not past life because it's the other aspects of self, in all that story, dramas, childhood, everything, through how many cycles of existence. Do you know how huge that is? That's many stories, many emotions, right? Many emotions that got stuck, not got stuck, many emotions that get ignited, right, that ignite energies, whether they get blockages or stuck, right, or generational things. So it's huge. So when we say, how much is it going to be, I kind of look at them and like, really? I don't think, like, one lifetime is not even enough, you know, but, you know, to release all those things. But we are having the gift of the now, to really focus and concentrate on that. So it's like an ongoing process for the releasing thing. But when you're releasing, it doesn't mean you have to be down or sad or whatever. You do releasing, you let those things go, because remember, there's many things like in the back of the closet or the attic that are forgotten, that not particularly looked at, but are still there, right, to be addressed in the clearing, right? May not be an issue as you're walking of your life, but still there to let go of, right? So you, as you do the releasing, then you move into what is in resonance for you at a particular time, because there are many who are out there in teaching what they teach, and, you know, God bless them, whatever, but this is what Spirit says to me. They say to me to tell them, remember, I'm the rocket train, my work, my teachings, you know, high, high, high vibration that come through. I don't like to say teaching, sharings, you know, of what Spirit brings through. This is of the new day, you see. There is a foundation that was built by everything that was before, and Spirit says to the people, what do you do when there's a foundation? Do you always stay in the foundation when a building is being built? Do you just stay in the foundation, stay in the foundation? No. You know that the foundation is solid. You have built it solidly, right, which is all that has come before, all that you have in there. And then you move up along, right, to make the whole structure. And then even as you made the structure, then you even have these beautiful little apartments, so to say, or little homes, and you decorate it, right, all how you want individually of what you want. You don't just sit in the foundation. So Spirit says to me to tell them they have that already. Put it away, put it to the side, even throw it away, yes? Because this new day is this new day, new song, new work, high vibration of this knowing you have your solid foundation. So when you're asking me what to do, where to go, go to the highest, the newest, right? The highest that is bringing you in of the vibration and the knowingness and the sharing. And it must not only be a concept that many collect their certifications, they collect their things, their books, their beliefs, whatever, sacred places and such, because Spirit says, what is the good of all that then, if what the importance is for all that was to get you to be in the beingness of it, right? You're using that to help you to be. This day's importance is about being it in action and walk. That is how the new day is. As we're joined here with all our hearts, we are being in action and walking and being and experience the new day. Yes, you see? Hope that helps you. Samana kara koro se li porto, ke la klek se li mon se li va. Till iklek san tuteria i amaya, hon är värja rostororia, ke li se levant, till amane, 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 e se le vero rotore de to, ki kasha la kasama kayania, e si asi, asi asi, asi asi. I hope that helps you some with your question.
Thank you. Anything for the heart?
Anything but the heart. What do you mean, anything but the heart?
No, anything with the heart. I have an ongoing issue with keeping the heart open for whatever reason. I apparently
uh-huh.
I'm a soul braid. I don't know what that means, but from three different
uh-huh.
people. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
no,
soul braid is just you expressing as Nicole is, yes, and another portion of another soul, an expression you made an agreement with to come in, like people who are walk-ins, right? The other ones either decide to totally leave and the other person totally, you know, takes over their body, the other soul, or either they're both blended in there, having the experiences, or braid as if that soul is braided in with you and having experiences. But as far as keeping the heart open, you see, you have an awareness
mm-hmm.
of it at least, right? It's not like it's kind of when you
yes.
feel it happening, let's say when you're thrown off the dock. Did you hear the example that the spirit was giving before? When you were thrown in the off the dock, you have awareness
mm-hmm.
that, oh, my goodness, I'm in the water, I'm in the energetics, this is happening, right? You swim back to the
mm-hmm.
dock, stand up, do the balancing act again, right? Which is, again,
mm-hmm.
the releasing, the removing, the catching the self, rather than be dragged down in the drama, the story, the heavier emotions of all that swept away, right, like they were talking about, to become to the balance. All right,
mm-hmm.
I feel it, I'm a human, I'm going to feel it, okay, but let's get some balance here. Let's catch the breath, right? What am I going to feed? Am
mm-hmm.
I going to feed that, or am I going to, you know, feed the higher? Because I don't want to feed the lower anymore, right, and be lost in that. So, and this work, again, can help you if you would like to continue with that, you know, because it is of the highest height. It is the rock and train. It is, as God had said, for those that are ready, you know, because, again, it's open to everyone. But, again, it is, you know, very high vibration, you know, and it's like the masks are falling away, Spirit says. And some people are like, where's my mask? I want to put it back on. And, no, the masquerade is over, you know.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Yep, I will look in that.
Thanks,
Sandy. Wonderful. Thank you, Nicole.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you. Wow. Another, you know, so much information, you know, that you just shared with Nicole about everything that we're all going through right now. You know, and it's just interesting to hear how many people are going through these things, these challenges, these you know, releasing, stuff is coming up for releasing. And sometimes, you know, we're like, oh, God, I'm tired of the releasing. It's like, but it's an ongoing process. And the more you can recognize it, it's more like a party, you know, because like, oh, one more thing I can let go of. And it means
mm-hmm.
that more of you, the beingness of who you are, gets to shine more clearly, right?
Exactly. You know, no coincidence, right? Because as you're noticing, what are the people talking about? They're talking about our, you know, day in and day out things that so many, right? Because we're joining in here in community to be supportive, right? To understand we're here, we're going through these things too, right? Stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone, right? Feeling unworthy or not love, or how do you love? How do you get the heart? What about releasing family things, interaction with others, right? So as we look at this, let's say, because when we're in it, we're so immersed in it. It's so overwhelming, right? It takes you down. You got to juggle so much. It's just like that woman said, I want to run away, you know, or so many
yeah.
people say, get me off the planet. I don't want to be here. I want to go home, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing
mm-hmm.
is, it's like you are here because you wanted a ticket for here. And so important of the right, of the cycle of what's happening here, you know, that take advantage of it and to help rather than to be like, where do you want to go? You've come from there already and you are there already. You know what I mean? Your big rush to go there, you're going to miss this. You know,
yeah.
all that this
yeah.
offers for you, you know, and the importance of why you've come to help here, hold the light, release these things, and evolve humanity, right? To help the whole thing, motion and movement of life is not stagnant, the motion and movement of life. So we're all here as we're going through this, and yes, we are immersed in the things that are going on, but to try to also look at it from another aspect, say, I am the soul that came into this body. I zipped up in this. I'm having this experience. I'm having this interaction with others. I have many of these of all the pages, right, in the book of what is the self, right, all the aspects
mm-hmm.
of self. So much is going on, you know. So, again, to rather than be taken down by the drama, the story, the agendas, the emotions, to try to understand it and look at it as like, wait a minute, take a breath, okay? This is something I'm experiencing right now, but there is so much more of me than I am. Right? And also
mm-hmm.
going to be, so you change that and get that needle out of the groove, not be immersed or fed by, or feed the other agendas, lower agendas, heavier energies, you know, continual to
mm-hmm.
feed that. This is what the helping of this releasing breaks those things. So you're going to say, no, I'm going to the new, which is a fresh breath of air, a new day,
mm-hmm.
a new song, not the same old muck and mire and experiencing only the same way, the same same dance, the same game, the same interaction. No, that is why it's so important, the beauty of the gift of this now. And we are going through so much because it has to percolate up to get rid of it. You know what I mean? That's just the gift of awarenesses, right? The other generations, they didn't have the awareness that we have, you know, to know, because they were stuck in the groove, stuck in the same. They do the same all mechanically over and over, the cogs of the machine, right? That's breaking up now. There have to be the awarenesses, you know, and the things to remove and blow away and get rid of, you know, so it can be the change.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. And, you know, and that's the thing. We are aware of the stuff that's coming up. We are aware of stuff being released, and that's great, you know. So the more aware we are, the more easily we can go through some of this stuff and get to the other side, kind of. But is there really another side? There's really not another side. It's just here. It's just this. But we can see it more clearly and from a space of more presence and more space and more of us, right? So
partake of it. Partake of it more, right? Of the other experience than the other old experience, which we're so, let's say, muck, mire, stuck in, ingrained in, habits of. You know what I mean? All those kind of things, fears, you know, not good enough, all those things that bog down into that same vibrational experience, then to begin to move to the other, you know? That's why Spirit says try to get in some kind of gratitude, no matter what you're facing, gratitude and appreciation, thankfulness, because that is like a small step rather than jump from here to here, happy, happy, love, love. It's like take some steps, right? Take some steps, being appreciative of whatever the smallest thing. Come on. Everybody can find something to be in appreciation and gratitude for, you know? So you energetic make that switch, a little crack out of what was to move here, and then you can begin that journey deeper and deeper, more immersed in that as you're going along bit by bit, you know?
So I was hoping that, I know we've gone way long, but I was hoping that the collective could give us a short message around, you know, gratitude or thankfulness or, you know, because it is Thanksgiving in the U.S. and tomorrow, this weekend,
I mean, we are here, beautiful one. Yes, we're here. We have been here always. Yes, in the observation of this beautiful gathering. We want to thank you so much, beautiful one, for this work that you do, for creating this community. Yes, for all those that are out there listening and all taking part, sharing your energetics. Yes, sharing your experiences and this place of communion. Right? Yes, which channel has said a community joined in union. Yes, it is so beautiful, so necessary, so needed at these times. Yes, as so many are lighthouses, also the words have come through channel to say to join the lighthouses, you see, and in this you have joined the lighthouses, you see. When you light, you have nourishing, you have support, you are shining your lights together and then amplifying it out, yes, to all of existence of the beautiful light, yes, that comes from the cold heart joined, yes, the caring, the nurturing, the love, the high vibration is emanating out. So we thank you so much for that, to making this community and allowing our channel to come in and our work as well. Oh, yes. And so you ask us to say some words. Just, first of all, can you feel us, humanity? We hope some of you to feel us. Yes, beautiful. So we say to you, speaking of, to say of the thankfulness, yes, of the occasion, yes, in the States, yes, we say the days of Thanksgiving, yes. And we say also, we shall jump into, say, the holidays, the holy days, with the lights that they light, whether it's the trees or the candles, yes, because many also now in your traditions upon the earth, moving ever so quickly, yes, even on Thanksgiving days, may have their trees up with their lights and such, or the candles and all. And we say, humanity, you know, you make a specific certain day again to celebrate, and we say, oh, it is beautiful, yes, all join and such, but we say to you, every day is a holiday, every day is a holy day, yes, of the, to please bring it to the awareness as you're gathering together with the families or even alone and taking moments to be grateful and thankful. We say there is so much to be grateful and thankful for, even though there may be this experience that you're having that in the level may be heavy and hard and draining, and as the other says, they want to run away, whether it's off-planet or somewhere else and such. But we say, again, it is the experiences. When you're immersed in it, you don't see it from that, but it's experiences of the beingness to have, of the awareness to have, yes, to walk through it. You know it from the depth, the breadth, and the knowing of it in such a deeper way than just know conceptually. So for that you have awareness, that you have creative abilities, that you have expression, that you have experiences to be had, so much to look, to partake of this beautiful vessel that you're in, that you so many take for granted, yes, to express through, to have consciousness, to have awareness, yes, to have feelings. There is so much to be grateful for, yes, the air that you breathe, the life sustenance that you have to keep you going, yes, 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 the beautiful world that you have, yes, to take the moments to see also the beauty. Yes, there is much going on in other realms, other agendas, other stories and such, but to every day, not just on a particular day, but every day if you can come to that place of a gratitude and appreciation. Because it is so much. Many, when they come out of embodiment, yes, they look back on it and say, oh, they have missed it, you see. So please do not miss being in the human embodiment. It is so many gifts, so many senses, yes, sensory, the senses that you know of, and then the extra senses, yes, that are also being returned back on or turned on. So it is so much. It is so much, beautiful ones, to be thankful for and to look at. It's always in a change of perspective, yes? Change the perspective. Change the view, yes? Changes the energies. Change the experiences, what it is, when those perspectives, when those energies are being widened, changed, raised up to the higher. It is so helpful in that, we say. So there is so much, beautiful ones, whether you join on that day or the holidays that you were coming through, but to remember to bring that energy, that care, that loving, that place of looking at things in the day in and day out. And that's what the new is. Yes, taking time to appreciate that than to be stuck in the lower, the zombie, the unappreciation, not gratitude. You understand? There's a whole different vibration in that. So again, that one can breathe, that you could take air in of the life. You know how many cannot even breathe? There is a problem for them to breathe in or to walk or to see or to taste or take care of themselves or to sustenance for self, you see? So there is always so many things to be grateful for, the eyes to see, the ears to hear, many different things. Even if one has disabilities, there is still things to be in appreciation for, to find. Yes, you understand, beautiful ones. So you have the picture of the humanness that you're walking now. You have your new day. So much that is opening up to all of you to be grateful for as well. The remembrance, the returning to self, the bringing the self through the higher self, as we express, more and more and more into your experiences. Yes, it is beautiful. And also be grateful and understand that you are not only in this embodiment, but you have many aspects of yourself. You see how eternal you are, how huge you are to express and to play, and you have these gifts of eternity. Not just this embodiment that you are in, but many other embodiments that you will have in consciousness and awareness experiences that you will play and dance in and take part in as well. It is a beautiful gift of source of creation of which you are a part of, one and the same, beautiful ones. So we hope that, yes, we have answered you perhaps in some ways. This is not our language. It is limiting for us, but we hope that we have used it, yes, to answer what you have saying about bringing some forth about this gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness, beautiful one. We hope that you have the impressions that we hope to leave with them as well, with these words that we're attempting to use to be in communication. And we thank you again. We thank you. We thank you. We wish you much love, humanity. Much love, beautiful ones. You are so loved. You are so beautiful. You are so powerful, beautiful, creative beings. And we so love you. And you are so loved and so of value, so beautiful, so priceless expression of source in your individual ways that you do. It is so beautiful. Stand in your power. Stand in your remembrance. Stand in your graciousness to the self, even the appreciation of the self, nurture and love it, yes, and then as to the self, out to all of others, and not only on your planet, but to all of existence, which you are also a part of, yes, the beingness of all that is, yes, as we are also part of you, and you are part of us, yes, 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 beautiful ones, so we so love you, and we thank you, yes.
Oh, thank you so much. That was absolutely beautiful. I'm so grateful that you are here with us today and, you know, here with us all the time, really, but specifically today. So I thank you so much for being present with us, sharing your energies and your wisdom and your teachings and love with us, the whole community. And Audrey, like I said, this was so beautiful. I was so excited to have you on the show because I just love your energy, your enthusiasm, your integrity. Just, you're such a loving, caring, and genuine person. So I just wanted to thank you so much for being here at such a special time, you know? So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for welcoming me into your beautiful community that you have built. And I hope I look forward to visiting again another time when I can. And it's so beautiful when you have an opportunity to come back and share with everyone. And you as well are all of those things as well that you say about me, and my work is also about you and your work. So thank you so much for us to be able to join forces, yes, and bring through Spirit's work to everyone and have this time, this beautiful gift. It's a gift as well, right? And
it's
and
a
Thanksgiving
gift, absolutely.
Joining together. And it is a gift
yeah.
to me as well to share with all of you guys. So thank you all. Thank you. And
oh,
thank you
wonderful.
So
thank
much.
You. And thank you for everybody for your questions, your comments. You know, you help to bring out so much healing energies and vibrations and the light language and the language of the Akash and all those beautiful sacred numbers, key codes that also came through. You know, they're helpful to all of us. And I would definitely suggest that you go back and listen to this replay, this call again, for sure, because there's so much information and wisdom and energy and teaching. So please do that. And also take a look at the special offer that Audrey has for you today. It's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey11. It'll be on the replay page and replay email shortly. And we do have a call tomorrow. You know, I know it's Thanksgiving in the U.S., but I'm not in the U.S., right? So we do have a call tomorrow. And I am hosting a special free gratitude call on Saturday afternoon as well. So if you have time to join in, that would be great. And so I'm wishing you all wonderful holidays, you know, Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, please drive safe. And we will talk again tomorrow. So until then, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.